you ready to tell me a story?
Okay. One day a boy went shopping to do errands for his mother. But he didn't listen to his mom, so he wanted to buy cookies instead. He took one of the bottom cookies, and guess what it did? The whole pile of boxes of cookies fell on him. And then the store man got really mad at him, and then he ran home without anything.
And are you ready to tell me a story?
Once upon a time, there was one bunny named Sarah and a dog named Aaron. They went to the park to play in the sand. They made a sandcastle of wet sand and then dumped sand all over the castle. Then they were all surprised to see the castle was broken. And then they started to cry.
Ready for your story?
One day, Bunny and Rabbit had a picnic, and they met each other on the road. Then they sat down, and Bunny ate most of all the food of, like, the candy. And then Bunny ate all the treats, and then Dog was healthy, so he ate the sandwiches. Then after, Bunny felt really sick, and then Dog didn't know what to do. Then he had an idea, and he ran to Bunny's mom, which is a doctor. And then she pulled Bunny's mom to Bunny. And then Bunny's mom got really mad at him, and then he sent him home. Then they went home together instead. One day, Bunny and Dog met each other on the road. Bunny saw a balloon stuck to Dog's wagon, and he thought it was neat. He tried taking it off, but it wouldn't come off. But then when it came off, Bunny didn't know what to do, so he let go of the string. Then they watched it go up, and Dog was really mad at Bunny. On the way home, Bunny saw balloons, Bunny Man selling balloons. He wanted to buy a balloon. The balloons were 50 cents, but Bunny had no money. And then they stared at the man. Bunny went to his mom, and then Bunny's mom gave them money. First, he explained it to his mom, and then Bunny's mom bought a balloon for each of them. They both liked their balloons, and that's the end. One day, George and his friend Suzanne were playing by the pool with their ball. But then accidentally, they dropped it in the pool. But then George went in to get it. And then they were both happy, and then they were playing with the ball again. Then George was embarrassed. The end.
Ready?
George and Sharon were at the swimming pool. Then they wanted to go on the diving board. But then Sharon was running and she wasn't supposed to. And then she fell and hurt herself. George went to go get a lifeguard, and then the lifeguard helped her. And then he put a bandage on her knee. And then George was happy, but Sharon was still surprised. But then the lifeguard said, "No running." The end. One beautiful day, George brought his airplane to play with Sharon. He was playing with it, twisting around in the air. And then Sharon had a turn. But then Sharon accidentally dropped it in the water. And then they didn't know what to do. They got a lifeguard. The lifeguard didn't know what to do. He tried reaching over to grab the airplane, but then they still didn't know what to do, and George was crying still. Then another lady came with a big net, and she grabbed the airplane out with the net. She gave it to George, and then George was happy again. He loved his airplane. That.